Today, I've got a song I'm going to play. I'm dedicating it to a friend of mine, Steve Burnett from Oregon. He's been sick for some time. Steve, we love you. And after this, we're going into the lesson.
The revival was over. He was the last one to leave. Walked to his car in the dark, got out his keys. His old ragged Bible he placed on the seat by his side. Prayed out loud to the Lord and started to drive. Said, carry me, Jesus, carry me home. Lord, I've done my best, now you do the rest, carry me home. Carry me, Jesus, carry me home. Lord, I've kept the faith, I finished the race, now carry me home. Week after week, year after year, this went on. Thousands were saved. Then he touched, then he was gone. But a friend of mine told me he was there by his bed. He said, Mike, you should have heard the last words that old preacher said. He said, carry me, Jesus. Carry me home. Lord, I've done my best, now you do the rest, and carry me home. Carry me, Jesus. Carry me home. Lord, I've kept the faith, I finished my race, now carry me home. You've carried me, oh, so many times, my Lord. I wouldn't have made it on my own. Carry me home. Lord, I've done my best, now you do the rest. Carry me home. Lord, I've kept the faith, I finished my race, now carry me home.
I'm glad that you have tuned back in today. I appreciate you making this lesson a part of your day. In my previous lesson, I was talking about phrases that I have found in the Bible. Phrases such as the last days, or the last times, or the latter days and latter times. Paul told Timothy, in his second letter, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. But in his first letter, he put it in these words. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I like what Paul said. He said, some shall depart from the faith, but not all. Not all will give heed to seducing spirits. Not all will follow the doctrines of devils, but some will. To their own destruction, some will believe a lie and be damned. At one time, Elijah thought that he was the only one who was still loving God. He felt alone. He felt isolated. He says, God, I'm the only one in Israel that's still holding on to you, who still worship and love you. But God had some startling news for Elijah. God said, Elijah, you're not the only one. There is 7,000 people who believe the way you believe. 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal. There was 7,000 who have not departed from the faith. 7,000 who have not given heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils. Elijah, take courage. You're not in this alone. There's others who believe like you believe. Aren't you glad that everybody has not departed from the faith? Everybody has not given heed to seducing spirits or the doctrines of devils. Well, I believe that we are living in those latter times that Paul was talking about, because we are aware of many who have departed from the faith, many who have given heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils. And then again, I find this word latter in the book of Job. Job 19 and 25 puts it in these words, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Now, some will say that this verse of Scripture has already been fulfilled, because Jesus stood upon the earth almost 2,000 years ago, and we know that Jesus is the Redeemer. But listen to what it really says. Read it one more time. He says, I know my Redeemer liveth and shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. At the latter day, the last day. You recall reading in Revelation, when he shall stand with one foot on the land and one foot in the sea and declare that time shall be no more. Time shall be no more, he said. That's the last day. That is the last day where eternity will be measured in time, in days, in weeks, in years, in hours, and minutes. Time shall be no more. That, my friend, is the last day. Job said, I know he lives, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the face of the earth. So we know that we are still living in the latter days, because he has not stood and said time shall be no more. And then we read in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, till he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it perfectly. We may not understand it perfectly now, but in the latter days, we will. When it takes place, we'll understand. You know, there's a lot of scripture that we'll never be able to understand until they are fulfilled. Jesus quoted a lot of scripture to his disciples. He told them about his death, his burial, and his resurrection, but they didn't understand it until after it took place. Most of the time, our hindsight is 20/20. It's easy to understand something once it takes place. And then I read about the latter days in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. The Bible says, after many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, shall dwell safely, all of them. We know that this is talking about after the days in which we're living now. It's a future date, because we know that Israel has not dwelt safely in its nation up until this day. The predators surround Israel. Israel is surrounded on all sides by those who wish their demise. But one day, it will not be so. One day, they will be dwelling safely in that land. But not this day. It will happen in the last days. In which said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. What a day to be alive.